A reading from 1 Peter 3, verses 1 through 22. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry or the clothing you wear. But let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you are her children, if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for the reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit. In which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey when God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through the water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Corey Aker, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Paducah, Kentucky.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, after hearing this reading from Peter, I'll bet you're wondering what I'm going to preach about. You wouldn't hold it against me if I were to skip over Peter's thoughts about women, would you? You know, that part about wives being subject to their husbands, or not adorning themselves externally, but rather internally. Or how about the business about women being the weaker vessel? All these harsh things to say about women. Where's all this coming from? Was Peter's marriage rocky or something? Was he the Leroy Lockhorn of his day? Well, anyways, you wouldn't really expect me to tackle that culturally unpopular issue. So, moving on. What about the thought that suffering might actually be okay? That's not an easy topic either. Let's just keep moving. And then, there it is. Like a beautifully adorned bride making her way into the sanctuary, meeting the tearing eyes of her bridegroom, there she stands, the gospel, And a safe text to deal with for a 5-minute sermon over the radio at that. Thank you, Lord. Baptism now saves you. Beautiful words. Baptism washes you clean. Precious words. Baptism cleans us from the inside out. Life-changing words. Of course we're going to go there. How could a preacher pass up such saving words? Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, your baptism has purified you. In fact, your baptism has made you a new creation, a whole new person, different, set aside, perfected. And that's actually incredibly interesting, amazing even. You see, when you or I look in the mirror, we don't look all that different from anybody else. Look again. In your baptism, you are a new creation in Christ. You are different than the rest of the world. You no longer conform to the dark ways of this world. You no longer cling to the sinful actions and desires of those who have not been cleansed. You no longer fall for the lavish lies the world and the devil spoon-feed to the Christless. You don't buy the nonsense that everything is all about you. No, in fact, because your baptism has newly created you and revives you anew every single day, because of your baptism, you realize it's actually all about others. Count others as more important than yourself. Meet the needs of those around you as best you can. Sacrifice your wants and desires for the sake of the needs of others. But wait a minute. Did we just accidentally start talking about all those things we planned to skip this morning? Is the Lord telling us through Peter's short epistle that because we are baptized, the rest of the uncomfortable stuff Peter talks about is actually a picture of who we are? Yes. Because we are baptized, we endure sufferings in whatever form. Because we are baptized into Christ, we do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling. Because we are new creations through baptism, husbands are understanding and caring and loving toward their wives. And yes, because we are baptized children of God, women do not flaunt themselves, but rather are adorned with love and good works. I guess when you run it through holy baptism, 1 Peter chapter 3 isn't all that challenging. He's simply encouraging us to live in the baptismal grace that is ours in Christ. Husbands and wives should not be in conflict with each other. They should hold each other up and, in mutual love and respect, be there for each other. Women shouldn't rely on their looks. Men shouldn't fly off the handle. None of us should react or act in evil ways. All of us should continually look to Christ. Baptized into Christ Jesus, we are not conformed to the nonsense this world attempts to pass off as truth. Baptized into Christ, we are free to live for each other. In the name of Jesus, amen.